Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wake Up 9/11. I'm your host, James Easton, and today I got with me Eric Wilkinson. How's it going, Eric?
Good.
Can
how's
you hear
it
me?
Going, James? I can hear you good.
Pretty good. Yeah. We were talking before, and we covered a lot of stuff. It seems you're on board with the no planes theory, that's cool. It's not a theory. It's what happened. And it ain't a conspiracy theory. It's a friggin' conspiracy. What say you?
I think it's a complete fact. I mean, it's the law of physics were violated in so many different ways that day, and the planes were definitely one of them, because planes, tin cans do not smash into buildings and then completely disappear inside the building and then explode. It's impossible, and there's so much proof of it. And you know what? I just came to the conclusion that I have found a powerful ally in you, James.
Right on. That's cool, because I feel the same way about you. This is to say that, we need all the help we can get, and it's not just me and you. It's everybody involved, right? Everybody who cares about this thing, which is 9/11, which is all the bullshit that came after it. We got to, you know, it's hard to believe there's some people that are like, oh, that was 13 years ago. Who gives a shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I care. Is it 13? It's still 13. I don't know. You're from the States, near Detroit. We met over talking about someone in particular, a guy I met last year who said he was from Brooklyn. The people from Brooklyn that I know are like, I don't know about that. His name is Claudio Marti, and he is a bit of a con artist, just a little. Yeah, just a little smidgen. He's recruited a bunch of people to put up 9/11 truth banners. That he calls them a banner. I mean, it's a misnomer. It's not a banner. It's a profile picture. But you know, who really cares? But the idea is that he's recruited a bunch of people, and it's because I feel partly responsible that I put him in this position to be that kind of person. I gave him some tools. I gave him some advice. I talked to him. I coached him. He tried to coach me. After he got his big debut through my radio show and through Wake Up 9/11, he got out there and, he told me he was a big fan of Richard Gage and he was dealing with Richard Gage. And I was like, okay, I'm done. You know, I don't have anything to do with you. And not to mention, he's a little bit slimy. There's a bunch of other people on that crew. And when he disappeared, it all fell apart, the Wake Up 9/11 thing. But I kept the name, and I kept, you know, doing shows and so on. Now, this is where you come in. You got, and many, many people have, sucked in, I guess. You were approached by him, and he gave you his spiel, and you're like, yeah, that's a good idea, and you became part of the Faces of Truth team or whatever. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I was very, very interested in finding out the truth, and when I met Claudio, he seemed legit. He seemed to say the right things, and I was a pretty good writer, so I wrote a lot and about what was going on, and he would often send me to go after people who he considered against us on the wrong team. So I was kind of like his pit bull. So as time went on in the group, I started to realize that he wasn't really fighting for the truth. It seemed like it was just this constant day-to-day drama of trying to go after people and defend himself. It was utterly ridiculous, to tell you the truth. And the thing is that we have many people who are out there looking for the truth and buying into this, and they're being led in the completely wrong direction. He's told countless lies. I don't know how many videos I've made about the lies he's said, and I back it up with proof. I don't just say it. And people still seem to want to believe what this guy's saying. I mean, here's your biggest red flag is the fact that you need a real name and a real picture in order to get one of his banners. And he doesn't use his real name or his picture. In fact, when he goes on interviews, he has a show right now on Media Broadcasting Center called, Faces for 9/11 Truth, I think is what it's called. And everybody else on the show shows their face, you know, in a video picture, but he doesn't. He's just
he's the man behind the curtain.
Picture. He won't even
right.
show his face. So, I mean, what is he trying to hide?
Right. Well, I have a clue. you might not like this. It dawned on me the other day when I watched the Loose Change 3 movie and realized that the 3D part where the airplane hits the tower and, An American Coup, it's called, they did 3D for the South Tower hit, and it's wrong. And the inside of the building is wrong. The core alignment goes east-west. It goes north-south, not east-west. And they have it going east-west. And that would imply that the airplane mashed through the columns, and, it makes sense. But that's a blatant lie, and people paid for this. And so I started to, think about it. And I was like, wait a minute. They have everybody in 9/11 Truth and 8/11. They have everybody's name and phone number, and so does Claudio. But Claudio, when he inducts people into the Faces of Truth, and then by proxy they get inducted into 9/11 Truth. So, and it's all part of a big happy family of scam. And so I guess what I'm saying is, he wants people's real name and real whatever, so they can tie your face and your real name to personal information. Now, in a society where they're looking to round up, and you know the stickers on people's mailboxes for FEMA, where they're looking to round people up, the dissidents, the dissenters. It'd be pretty easy to just approach these assholes and say, hand over your lists. It's like the Germans going, show me your papers. And that's why I'm pretty angry that all these people that have been sucked in are looking at potential trouble for doing the right thing. And it's really sad.
Actually caught him actually, using people hacking skills to hack into other people's accounts who were going against him.
Okay.
To that. So you're on the right track of gathering data. That's exactly what he's doing. That's exactly what a lot of these groups are doing. They're gathering all our data, everything about us, and, consolidating us onto an easy list.
Jesus. Now, this sounds like a really, what's the word? A really good organization, a really responsible. I'm being sarcastic. It's like it's so wrong. It's like, what kind of fucking assholes do that? They're lining people up for a fall. They're setting them up for a fall, and it's criminal. That's what it is. It's illegal to hack into people's accounts for one thing. You tell me, I believe you because I wouldn't put it past him. and so having said that, he's really diplomatic, eh? He's real friendly. except when he cracks. When you push the last button, he snaps. But
yes.
What else can you tell us?
Well, that's exactly it. When you do push his button, he snaps. He puts on this facade on Facebook that he's just this real good guy and he's really nice. But what he really does, because I was one of them, because I was one of the people that he would send after other people who disagree with him.
Yeah.
He won't put himself out there to say it. He'll have other people go do his dirty work for him. So he looks like he's squeaky clean.
Right. Yeah. Did I mention that he told me when he was young, he used to work for a mobster, I guess. He was a cleaning guy or just like a table waiter or whatever the hell it was.
He was Spider from Goodfellas.
Right. Well, there you go. He's like, he's got that mentality in him. He's definitely not squeaking clean. He's pretty raunchy, actually. What really disturbs me at this stage is the number of people that are getting involved with this. It's sort of like it's a gimmick to have your picture with your country beside your name. You know, anyone could do this by themselves, but they want to be part of this group because it's, I don't know, it's like it's a cool idea, but it's not really his idea, or is it?
I agree. I think the bringing awareness is a great idea. The problem that I had with him was that if you had 9/11 truth and in the corner it didn't say Faces of Truth in it, then you were automatically a bad guy or a shill and not to be trusted, which made absolutely no sense to me whatsoever.
You know what's really funny about the title Faces of Truth? It sounds like Faces of Death. Did you ever watch that one when you were younger?
Yes, I have.
I mean, he pulled that straight out of that. He's like, I'll call it that. You know, it's rooted in, like, sketchy shit. And people don't see that, but it's all glamorized. It's all pretty. he does a lot of talking. He's very good. He's very manipulative. And this is like, I know what I'm talking about because I dealt with him for about 2 months, 3 months. Now, yesterday...
Yeah, me too. That's about as long as I did, too.
Okay. Yeah. So then you can't stand him anymore. You're like, fuck off. He started asking me to do stuff. He's like, write a letter of apology to AE911 Truth because I dissed them in one of my movies. And I did. I did it because he asked me to, and I respected him at the time. And I thought, well, maybe this is the right way to go. I didn't know what I was doing at the time. And so I made the apology of a video. And shortly after, he asked me to take down all my movies. And I was like, you got to be joking. He gave me this story about how he was in Florida, and he sold off all his stuff and moved to New York. And, you know, he had to work as a construction guy, and all he had was his bicycle, and this whole story, like, he was trying to tell me to give up everything, because that's what he had done once, and, it'll all be for the good, and I'm like, I spent a year and a half on this shit, and you want me, or whatever it was at the time, and you want me to just throw it away? Fuck you! You know, that's when I drew the line, And because it was just so ludicrous. It was like, what is this? This is totally a scam. I'm being conned. And, you know, once you realize you're being conned, it's time to stop being conned. And everybody's got one of those Faces of Truth banners has been conned. And so, anyway, I'm going to let you talk for a bit because I talk too much.
So, I mean, you're spot on about this, and he's actually taken articles that I've written and rewritten them and taken credit for them. He's done this with several people.
Yeah.
And right, and I would tell him to take them down, but, you know, much like the schoolyard bully, once you stand up to him, he backs off and he backs down, and he just hides. And it's very easy on something like Facebook, if that's your major interaction with people, is to just hit the block button and run away, rather than stand up and explain yourself. In fact, it was maybe a month ago that I saw him once again trying to give excuses why he's not going to support no planers. Now, a couple months previous to this, he was adamant that all theories are accepted and everyone's treated with respect in this group, which kind of funny because the main reason that I was kicked out is because I did start believing in the no planes theory. See, they brainwash you so thoroughly in these groups into believing that you can only believe what they think, what they believe, and the way they believe that the towers came down. And if you stray from that even a little bit, then you're out or you're attacked. And the people are just treated like shit in these groups the second they question anything. And so back to what I was saying, and I regressed a little bit, but someone came out and was talking about no planes, and Claudio said, well, I was just talking to my neighbor the other day, and he actually saw the second plane hit as like a refute to somebody who was saying that there were no planes. Now, let me get this right. So you have this, you're this big 9/11 truth guy. You wear it, you know, you wear it on your sleeve, you wear it on your heart. And suddenly, out of nowhere, your neighbor just out of nowhere starts talking about the second plane. So I asked him, he said he was going to send in information about who the guy was and more info about the guy. Never did. Just completely ignored him. So that's just one of the many different lies that he puts out there. I mean, if you're not going to allow people who believe in no planes or nukes or whatever other theory you may believe, then at least have the honesty and integrity to say that up front rather than bringing these people in and then treating them like shit. I mean, a lot of these people are nervous as it is coming into something like this because when you just wake up, it feels like somebody kicks you in the gut. You know, your whole world flips. So now your whole world flips. You're investigating all the different possible theories, doing what a truther should do, and suddenly when you start to ask questions, you get pissed all over. So it made no sense to me. So after a few months, it became increasingly obvious to me that this was not the group that I wanted to be in. Now, there are good people in these groups. You know,
yeah.
He makes it seem like when we're attacking him, that we're attacking the entire group, and that's simply not true. We're going after people who we believe are liars and frauds and who are, you know, quite possibly working for the other team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you believe
the
same
you.
When it comes to that. I mean, I don't think you believe that everybody in these groups is a bad guy, but there's certainly the people in the top echelons of it. Yeah, they're not very good people, not to be trusted.
I had a different approach, and like Claudio, I got a bunch of guys that are really good, but I could have a whole shitload of guys that are fucking shills or work for the government or work for Hasbro or whatever the fuck. Now, what you just said was that Claudio, he makes everybody think that an attack on him is an attack on them. And
right.
That's like, I don't know, it's the antithesis of leadership. It's like I don't know, it's what I should tell you is that Claudio is... Oh, I lost my train of thought.
You were talking about how he tries to say that it's an attack on an entire group rather than just on a few select people.
Right. still lost my train of thought. I had something, but I don't have it now. I'm actually
it's like
completely
when,
blank.
When you're dealing with this guy, the amount of information, the amount of things that he's done that are just so shady, just fly through your head so quickly. It's been happening this entire conversation with you, so I completely understand why you lost your train of thought.
Well, there's so much I want to talk about, and it's been a while. Like I haven't dealt with him in a long time. I did want to say that I attacked him yesterday, and that's how we got in touch. And a lot of people said stuff. This one woman said, you know, I joined and it immediately started hitting on me, and I was like, fuck this. And, you know, he's got a wife, so I'm like, whatever. I'm not going to be a judgmental motherfucker about that. It's wrong, but that's not the reason it's wrong. Claudia's an asshole, but he's way more criminal than that. And so I believe he's involved with, like, he knows Richard Gage. I think he's employed by 9/11 Truth. And let's talk about 9/11 Truth and 9/11 Truth and AE 9/11 Truth. These guys don't want to talk about no planes, and there's a reason for that. They misdirect everybody over to Building 7, which nobody saw on 9/11. So they have to explain it to people, and people are like, you know, they either have the steam enough to understand, okay, Building 7 came down, and then, and you know, like, then they're like, well, it was brought down by explosives, and can't you see? And so the explosive thing is great and all, but it doesn't go any further than that. It's like, okay, now that you know that there were explosives, we're waiting for an investigation. And that's like, hello, it's been since 2006 you've been saying that. It's fucking 2015. You've been saying that every fucking year. The court systems are corrupt. The government's corrupt. Legislative, so Congress and Senate, and the president's corrupt, for Christ's sakes. And so was George Bush corrupt. I mean, he was corrupt. I mean, isn't it obvious to everybody? Now, where Claudio fits into this is that he's sucking in all the people that are interested in the truth that are coming out of the woodwork, and he's misdirecting them, like Alex Jones, like Jesse Ventura, like Judy Wood. And I know you wanted to have an open forum for discussion, like anyone can come in and say, well, it's do weapon, or it was mini nuke, or it was this, or it was that. But I argue it's the how is determinable, and I could tell you right now, but it's not really what matters. And you already said it, it's the no planes. If there's no planes, then 9/11 is a complete fucking farce from top to bottom, and everybody involved in it, so I could list everybody off, including Claudio, is a fucking scam artist, and they should be locked up.
Well, they do keep asking for money. I mean, and with no investigation anywhere near in sight, it's just give us some more money. And for what? Where is it going? In fact,
yeah,
it was only a few months ago that Claudio was just sitting down on Facebook. He's about to be homeless, and please send him money. This is your leader? This is the person that you're looking up to, a grown man begging for money on Facebook. He doesn't have any, like, big diseases going on. His children don't need surgery. He's just asking for money. Could it be possible? Because you're spending all your time in your jammies, sitting in your bed, typing on Facebook all day, that your life might be falling apart?
Fuck,
no,
man,
it couldn't be
like
that,
me.
Right?
That's what I do. Ask for money.
Now, James, you made a movie.
But for my friends.
You know what? When you mentioned it, I didn't even realize that was your movie that I have seen, which is an excellent movie. Almost 1 million hits. So you're doing something huge, man. Huge.
Okay. Well, it's huge, but it's the first movie, and it's in line with their story, you know? Like, it talks about planes. But I accused George Bush right off the start. I said, he's in it, his family's in it. I even mentioned the fakeness of the Nadeau footage. And then I even mentioned Zionism. That was, like, right off the bat, like 2 years ago when I first started looking into this. But now I know. And it's like, the no plane thing is got to get around, and these people getting sucked into Claudio's little world need to stop, and they have to backtrack, they have to escape it. what I wanted to say earlier when I had that blank was there's this guy who wrote to me yesterday, and he said I saw the planes. I was like, oh really?
Another one of those, huh?
That was this morning. There's this other guy who said. He was talking to me yesterday. He was shitting all over me. One guy fucking attacked my personal life, my family members. He started pulling up pictures. And I was like, you know, I was checking the avenues, seeing how people are going to attack me if I attack Claudio. And they all have been trained. They know what to say. They know how to attack people. They know how to, you know, they're not fighting for truth at all. They're fighting for Claudio. And it's a fucking nightmare. And
I saw Michael Lowry was on there getting at you too. He was one of my my biggest nemesis too.
He's I throw him up there and I fucking shit all over him. I just having a good time doing it. And he kept saying, "You need professional help. You need professional help." I'm like, I didn't tell him, but I already have professional help. Thanks. But anyways, he probably is a doctor or something, or fucking something stupid like that, you know, like he's a wise old man who knows everything and can't be told what isn't right, and you know, so he's right and you're wrong. Well, fuck you, asshole, I'm right and you're wrong. anyway. And all these motherfuckers, they're like, they're brainwashed. It's a brainwash scheme. And how do you unbrainwash? You got to set up a website and a fucking helpline for these people, man.
I think we're doing it. I think this is how you do it. You know, the more of us that come out and share our stories about these guys, you know, Ken Dock's another one to me. You have Ken Dock and Claudio Marti, who they both believe the same theories even. And they both believe in architects and engineers. You have these two guys who can't even unite together. Doesn't that tell you something? That should tell everybody something, that these two are on the same page when it comes to their theories, and yet they won't unite.
Well, I know they're like, they probably have drinks together or whatever. Who knows what? I don't know. But the point is they're on the same page, like you say. And there's a reason why they're divided, I would say, is because they want to keep camps apart from each other so they don't intermingle, so that it's not united, like you say, because if it was united, there would be a force to be reckoned with, and they don't want that. They want to keep it low, you know, like, they
Absolutely.
Don't want anyone on the world scene to know 9/11 truth and 9/11 are fucking kicking ass against the government, because it'll never happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's by design, like you said in your video, and it is good to be an ally with you, man. You know exactly what I'm talking about, and I know exactly, well, to some degree, what you're talking about. This other guy said, I saw the planes. I was like, oh, really? And I just wrote, ha, 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 you know, like, because I've heard it so many times from shills, you know, who are sitting in the big open room at NSA with like a million computers, and you know, he's sitting at desk 42B and he's like, I saw the planes, you know, like, it's such bullshit. And I laughed my ass off, and right away a whole bunch of people came on and they liked it, because they know, I mean, people are starting to open their eyes and wake up to this shit. Anyway,
I agree completely. I mean, anyone who's not promoting the 9/11 truth groups unite together is a traitor to the movement, period, in my eyes. I mean, I just think we must have much larger numbers to be taken seriously by anyone. And I think anyone who believes that encouraging division in the movements is somehow looking out for the best interest of their, what we call them, their particular flock is so mistaken. I mean, again, why would you trust leaders who don't use their real names? Or real pictures. Claudio, and I know you're going to hear this because somebody's going to put it to you. Claudio, why are you using pictures from 15 years ago? Why? He hasn't had a current picture on Facebook in a decade. Why is that? Can you answer any of these questions? Because he never answers any of the questions that I try to ask him. None of them. He just deflects them. He deflects them all.
Right.
And he uses the typical tactics that a government agent would use to deflect us when we're trying to get answers. And yet we have truthers, people who are supposed to be critical thinkers, looking into 9/11, not even looking into their own leaders. It makes no sense to me.
Well, you know what else makes no sense is the critical thinking aspect, like you're talking about. How does it make any sense whatsoever that if there's a mystery, that's what this is. This is fucking Scooby-Doo, man. There's a mystery, and you know, you unturn every stone. You look at everything. You look at it, the whole fucking crime scene. Well, first of all, they got rid of the crime scene. Second of all that's left is photographic, anecdotal, and video evidence. And then you got testimony. the testimony is such bullshit. I could take every single one of those fucking piece of video, you know, like woman's fake crying, guy smoldering underneath the lights, one guy's like looking both ways down the street to make sure no one hears him talking and telling lies. You know, it's all obvious shit. But there's a, what's his name there? Eisner? No. Some German name starting with E. Big fat guy. He's like, I was in the Millennium Hotel, and I walked down the stairs, and he took the elevator down, and he's sweating profusely, and it's like 68 degrees on Tuesday morning, September 11th, and there's no sun on him. So, like, why is he sweating? There's so much to point out that all you had to do was pay off these fucking guys with the $2.3 trillion, the firemen, the FDNY, the Giuliani, everybody, all of them, the fucking whole deal. It's all the FAA, the whole government. I mean, it's all super-duper corrupt. And to say that is like to tell someone, you know, two planes hit the Twin Towers. People are like, oh, yeah, uh-huh. And then you're like, oh, wait, sorry, the government did it and no planes hit the towers. People are like, I don't know. I don't believe that. That doesn't make any sense. And that's what they're using against us. It's the whole idea of, like, keep it simple, stupid. And the simplest answer is the right answer. So, you know, in the end, where are we? We're a few million people short on this planet, and your rights have been stripped. My rights have been stripped. They're about to do something. We don't know exactly what. And yeah, the world's going down the toilet, and you know, it's like it accelerates as you get to the bottom of the vortex. And you know, what do we do? We got to do something. We can't just sit here and do nothing and let these guys ass ram us. It's not cool. It's like, you know what I mean? I think anybody can understand this. And it's not that I'm a raving lunatic. It's that I'm explaining it fairly rationally and fairly clearly. But you know what's funny? The funniest thing in all of this, it's like it tickles my funny bone, is that people who will stand there and call other people sheep and say, you have cognitive dissonance, na-na-na-na. And then, you know, look in the mirror, asshole, because you don't fucking know what's going on and you're lying to people about it. And because you're just a sheep yourself and, you know, like, it doesn't serve any purpose to, I say denigrate the sheep. I'm like, put them all down. But I'm talking about the people that are outside the movement because they're the ones that need to snap out of it and stop watching sports and TV and reading fashion magazines and all this other shit that's a waste of time and a distraction. They need to wake up. I mean, you know, snap out of it, motherfucker. We're in trouble. you know, the ship's
we're
sinking.
We're in big trouble. Last I looked, it was 1.5 quadrillion with derivatives in debt. Okay, there's no way to make that up. None. How are we going to come out of that? We're going to hope and wish our way out of it? We're just going to believe because it's always been this way that it's going to stay that way? Are you kidding me? These people that are running the world are evil, psychopathic scumbags.
Yeah. Keep going, man. You're on a roll. Talk about David Rockefeller or whoever, man. Fuck, I don't care.
Well, they own everything. I mean, they own the major networks on TV, which give us all the BS news, which is completely untrue. But I am hopeful that people are starting to wake up because nobody's really watching the news anymore. And because of the internet and alternative shows like yours and mine, people are actually learning the truth. You know, look up Operation Northwoods. If you're new to this, you know, there's false flags there. Are as old as they've been, and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. I mean, they set up the medical industry. Did you know back in the early 1900s that naturopathic and medical doctors were it was an even playing field, and that's when the Rockefellers stepped in, and the Rockefellers funded a guy down in the name of Abraham Flexner, and they referred to his report as the Flexner Report. And what he did, he traveled around for 5 years to all the schools. And decided that medicine was going to be a huge moneymaker and naturopathic wouldn't. And when he came back and brought his report to the Rockefellers, they decided to give millions of dollars to people who were going to medical schools. So, you know, if you're getting $1 million and I'm getting I'm not getting $1 million, who's going to have the more successful business? was the end of naturopathic medicine was because of them. Hmm. That's why we have a healthcare crisis of biblical proportions going on right now in this country. And these guys are all behind all of it. The chemtrails, the fluoride in the water, the GMO labeling. They don't have to label these GMOs anymore. Have you seen this?
Yes.
That's I mean, are you kidding me? What's going on? I'm trying to figure out how people are not awake to this yet. And it's because, as you said, they're more interested in their sports. They're more interested in watching Dancing with the Stars and Honey Boo Boo than they are taking an interest in what's going on in their own country.
And we're dying
because of it.
It's a case of the intelligent versus the stupid, where, you know, our survival depends on the intelligent waking up the stupid. And if they fail, we all go down. And and if there's too many stupid people, well, we're going down anyways. And it's like we gotta simplify it in a way. And I'm like, no planes with some credibility, you know, like bam, here you go, no planes. It was a lie. You were fucked. People understand that, you know. When you say people took metaphorically speaking, they took a baseball bat and shoved it all the way up your ass. then they'll be like, ooh, that's not cool. So there's a lot to be said, but how much time do we got? I don't know. But I think it's cool that we had this first discussion, and I'm looking forward to the next one for sure and many more. I'm friends with this guy named Tim. He's from Staten Island. He's very funny. And he knows the shit. He breaks down all the false legs. This guy, John, he's a very spiritual character, and he understands, you know, human nature and everything, and he's very bang on everything he talks about. And he and I meet in our minds. It's, like, weird. We'll both start to say the same thing. And who else do I have radio shows with? This guy, Brandon. Brandon's, a super hyper-duper intellectual who explained everything about the Zionism, the history of Jews, and so on. So I got the whole story covered, not covered, but exposed. And it has to be looked at. It's like, you know what I mean? And the only way we can do that is just to keep pile-driving the same information. And if it's true, it'll ring true. If it's full of shit, it won't hold water and it'll sink. But we can't stop. I can't stop.
No, we gotta keep plugging away and be hopeful that we are able to wake enough people up and achieve that criticism. Myself, personally, I don't think we have long to go. I think that because people are starting to wake up and because we are taking these actions, that it's making the elites nervous, and that's why they've accelerated their plans so big time right now, is because people are starting to wake up. The question is, are they waking up quick enough?
That's cool. Got to tell you, the elites are a handful of people, and there's like 6 to 7 billion of us. We can trample over them in 2 minutes. They should be scared of us, and that's, you know, we're a force to be reckoned with, that's for sure. And, you know, if we look at our lives as like, if you're like, I don't care about anyone but myself, then when it comes time for getting your ass rescued, do you think anyone's going to give a flying fuck about you? And that's the notion, is like, who's getting on the lifeboat? Because if there aren't enough, well, we're all those people that, you know, people will know who didn't do fuck all to help anybody in this big fucking giant mess. So that's where I'm done, I guess. I let it all out, man. I was like, it was a good show. I'm happy I talked with you, man.
Oh, you too, man. Absolutely. My goal when I got into this was to build an organization that could rival InfoWars, because they're nobody else even comes close to them as far as viewership now, and I think we're putting some pieces together to be able to do that.
Right on. I'd be happy to help, and I want to tell you I'm a good graphic artist, and that totally outshine him and his graphics department. So with that, I guess we'll close it off. Thanks for joining me, and talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me, James. It's been an honor.
All right. Take care.
You too.